This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu, wa natubu ilayhi wa nasta'afiruhu. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وبعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. All praise is due to Allah alone. We praise Him, we ask His forgiveness, and we seek His assistance. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. Indeed, the best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected Muslims, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful indeed is the one who purifies himself. Allah told us in the Quran why we are created in this world, why we came to this life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The mission, the job of mankind was mentioned in this ayah, and people, every one of them, from all walks of life, they think that they are true worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come to the masjid in obedience to Allah azza wa jal to perform the prayer. We fast the month of Ramadan in obedience to Allah azza wa jal. We are anticipating and waiting for the season of Hajj in hope that inshallah Allah will forgive all our sins. We all do that because we want to worship Allah azza wa jal as He commanded us. This is the general mission. However, it is unfortunate that many Muslims are deviating from the straight path without knowing. In this fast pace of life that we are living, in this time and generation of consumption and using the new technology, forgetting about what happened last year and asking for more and more, we lose track of what we are supposed to do. how we can improve ourselves as Muslims. How can we fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every single Friday, almost every single speaker comes here and reminds the brothers and sisters, اتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا. All you who believe, fear Allah. All Muslims, يا أيها الناس. All mankind, fear Allah. We have been hearing these reminders times and times again and again, but the same question remains: how can we become better Muslims? How can we improve our lives? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the second ayah of Surah Al-Mulk, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is He who created death and life to test you. Who is better? Who is better? This is where many Muslims lose track. They are focusing on the quantity. More. Do more. Say more. They are forgetting about the quality. The quality. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who is better? Allah did not say who is more. It's not about more. That's why when the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are mentioned, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stands alone amongst the companions, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not surpass the companions with more ibadah. He did not surpass them because he prayed more or he fasted more during the month of Ramadan or optional fast. Then what was it that made Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stand alone in front of all the companions? Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, walakin, but it was something settled in his heart. It was the certainty. It was the true belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How certain are you, brothers and sisters? Let's be honest. How certain are you to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be held accountable for every single deed that you have done? What was the best deed that you would be proud of in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Many people are asking for more, are complaining. They are forgetting the beautiful things that Allah Azza wa Jal gave them. Allah chose you to be here instead of being somewhere else. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal for that. Many people are deviating. They are misguided. They don't pray. They don't fast. They are not even Muslims. Many people did not wake up today. Even if they woke up, they couldn't make it. They are not healthy enough to come to stand on their feet. When was the last time you thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something that you think it's granted? One simple example: this air that you breathe, that you inhale, when was the last time you thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this air that you are breathing? Every second you inhale this air, how much did you pay for it? How much? Of the wonderful things and of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made whatever people need most, He made it free. or very cheap. Either it is free or it is very cheap. The example of that is the air that you breathe. The example of that is the water that you drink. People cannot live more than 3 days on average without water. How much is it? It's very cheap, almost free. People cannot live for a second without breathing this air. How much did you pay for it? On the other hand, you complain about things that they are expensive. If there is something that is expensive, you have to know that you don't need it. You don't need it. That's the sunnah, that's the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that is very expensive, it means you don't need it. Think of the diamond. And sisters, women, they love the diamond. How much is it? If you lived your entire life without seeing a diamond, without buying diamond, nothing wrong will happen to you. But it's very expensive. That is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take back one step in this fast pace of life that we are living. Just one step back and try to think of what you are doing in your life. For how longer you will keep asking for more instead of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He already gave you. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Ibrahim, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You want more? Thank Allah for what He gave you. That's what Musa alayhi salam said to his people. That's what Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Ibrahim in the Quran. And remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, you shall be increased in the bounty, in the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So focus on the quality of what you are doing, not the quantity. Usually, whatever is repeated a lot lose value. But whatever is made carefully, specifically, that will have a lot of value. Look at the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They changed the world. How many companions they were? In the Battle of Badr, few hundreds. 300 companions, that's all. But they changed the world. So it is not about numbers. It is about the quality. What are you doing to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are you doing in your life that will make you stand out in front of the gatherings? Think of the moment you will meet Allah Azza wa Jal and He will ask you, I gave you your life. I gave you the body that you lived in for 50, 60 years. What have you done? All what you were focused on is this dunya? Bigger house? Better job? Nice car? Aren't you ashamed to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such low goals? Islam does not tell you you shouldn't look for the dunya. The dunya is part of our life. No one argues about that. There is nothing wrong with having the best job. But your main focus is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reminder of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Seek with what Allah Azza wa Jal has given you the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Then, only then, after you make your major goal of your life is pleasing Allah, after that, then there is no problem with giving some of your time to this dunya, with giving little portion to this dunya. But unfortunately, some Muslims nowadays, they say, we are living for the sake of Allah. You look at their life, 12 hours a day on average they are working for this dunya, and only the leftover is for prayer, for ibadah. And then they come and complain, I don't have security in my life. I don't feel the iman, the connection with my Creator. Why is that? And the answer is clear. Because you are not doing what Allah Azza wa Jal commanded you to do. Allah did not tell you, your main worry is this dunya. Allah did not tell you when you wake up, all your focus should be on how much money are you going to make. No. Allah granted that for you. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ. Your provision is written, it is prescribed for you. Yes, you have to look for it. You have to seek it. But don't think that your employer is the one who is giving you provision. Allah made him means to help you. That's all. Always, always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in the most private and precious moments of the life of the Muslim in the entire year, during the month of Ramadan, during Laylatul Qadr, during Laylatul Qadr, when you witness Laylatul Qadr, when Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, if I witness this night, what should I say? During that precious moment, that night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Aisha radiallahu anha to ask for forgiveness from Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. Why? It's yours. Allah promised you whatever you ask, you will get. Why don't you ask millions of dollars? Why don't you ask houses, possessions? Why? Because in that moment, what matters is the pleasure of Allah. If Allah is pleased with you, then everything else is insignificant. But in that precious moment, if Allah is not pleased with you, then anything else, whatever you do, will not help you. That's why, brothers and sisters, we need to change our way of approaching our ibadah. We need to change focusing on how much more are we doing to how good our deeds are. The quality of our deeds, even one single deed, as long as it is sincere from your heart and it is accepted, you should be happy with it. One of the pious predecessors, he said, if I knew for sure that Allah have accepted only two rak'ah, if Allah only accepted two rak'ah from me, I would rely on that. That would be sufficient for me. Why? He quoted the ayah. He said, because Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That's a testament that whoever Allah accepts from him is pious, is righteous. We could claim that thousands of times. We could say whoever we want to be, but unless we have a certification, that means we are not saying the truth. But when Allah testifies for you that you are of the righteous, then that's all what you need. How can you get that? When you focus on accepting the deeds. After the month of Ramadan, the worry of the pious predecessors, the job is done. Still, the worry was to have their deeds accepted. When was the last time you thought about your deed? After you did it, not before you did it, after you did it. When we pray, after we finish the prayer, we ask Allah for forgiveness. Why? You didn't do something wrong. You obeyed Allah, but you are saying Astaghfirullah. Why? It is to complete your ibadah with istighfar, with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the attitude of the Muslim, that you don't rely on your deeds. You don't show off and take your things for granted that I did it, so that's enough. No, you did it, you are still worried that maybe it will not be accepted. So what should I do? I ask Allah. I am always fearful and mindful that maybe this deed will not be accepted. So I ask Allah for forgiveness. That is the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, you know, when people build a building, nice project that cost millions of dollars, that took 10 years to finish, then they celebrate, we finished this project. Now it's time to celebrate, it's done. The attitude of the Muslim after he finishes the ibadah is to thank Allah. To give all the credit of what he did to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says about Hajj, which is coming soon inshallah, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. You already finished all the rituals of Hajj. You already did the tawaf around the Kaaba. Why you are asking for forgiveness? You did something good. Still, you ask for forgiveness. When Muslims finish the month of Ramadan, after they finish it, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Once you complete the term, 30 days or 29 days, and you see the moon, start the takbir, Allahu Akbar. Why? That's the attitude of the Muslim. You are always in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't rely on the deed itself. You don't worry what people are going to say. It's interesting that people for this dunya, they travel thousands of miles. They pay thousands of dollars for worldly gain, for a gold medal. The Olympics just finished a few months back. And you look at the people, they had to compete for a couple of minutes, that's all. The preparation was hard, maybe a few years. But then for 2 minutes, they competed and they got the gold medal. And you see their tears of joy. This is for dunya. You are better than those people. You are champion, not them. You are real champion. Because what you are doing is not for the people, is not for the dunya. It is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is continuous. It's not only this year, it's not only this month, it's as long as you are living. But those people, world champions, next year they will be ex-champions. They have to compete again. Otherwise, they will lose their place. You, on the other hand, you, the Muslim, is better. You are in a better position. But only when you have this sincerity in your heart that your worry is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's your main goal. Anything else after that, it doesn't matter. If people gave you credit, alhamdulillah. This is the glad tidings. There is no problem with that. But that's not your main goal. Your main goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, this is our worry. Muslims, our worry is how we fulfill the command of Allah. How to become better Muslims. As Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us in the Quran to worship Him. How we improve our ibadah. It is by focusing on the quality of our ibadah. It is by leaving something that people would say, this is our fingerprint. This is what we left for the generations. It is by focusing on sincerity. That's how we become better Muslims. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا لا يبيد وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله أقرب إلينا من حبل الوريد وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سيد الأحرار والعبيد أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, ask yourselves, for how long will you live? 50 years? 60 years? 100 years? And then what will happen? What will happen? You will die. So if you focus only on the years that you will live, which is good, because many people, they are not even focusing on that. But if you focus only on the years that you are living and then you die, your deeds will stop. Even for 100 years, they will stop. The smart Muslim is the one who thinks just like the businessman who wants more money. Even if he receives paycheck at the end of the month, even if he is making thousands of dollars at the end of the month, he still wants to invest and to get more money. For you, smart Muslim, you also want more hasanat, even after your death. And now, we mention people that passed away over 1,000 years ago, and we still pray for them. We still ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them forgiveness, to show mercy to them. They are receiving hasanat even after thousands of years. That's the smart investment for the Muslim. How can you get hasanat even after your death? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the way. إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمَ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When the son of Adam dies, his deeds will cease. They will stop. Except for three things. صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, continuous charity. أَوْ عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, or useful knowledge. أَوْ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ, or a righteous son that will pray for him. These are three venues. These are three broad ways for the Muslim to increase the hasanat even after death. So look at the investment. Where can you invest? So even after a long time of your death, you are still getting hasanat. Again, brothers and sisters, the Muslim should be smart. Just like we are smart in our dunya, we try our best to make more money, we should try our best to make more hasanat. We should not focus on the number, we should focus on the quality. The quality that will lead one man who said only one word, but he said it sincerely, it will lead him to paradise. La ilaha illallah. Many people say that. We say that a lot of times, but how many times we took a step backward and we reflected on this word and we said it sincerely from our heart that we do mean it. La ilaha illallah. Because on the day of judgment, a man would come with 100 records. 100 records. All of them are filled with bad deeds. But he will come with one card. One card. And Allah would tell him to witness the scale. 100 records filled with bad deeds and one card. So the man would say, oh Allah, what would this card do in front of these 100 records? But Allah would tell him, you will not suffer any injustice. So witness your scale. And this one card would overweigh the 100 records. 100 records of bad deeds. Why? Because when he said, La ilaha illallah, it was sincere from his heart. When was the last time you performed wudu properly Not focusing on how long it will take from you. What are you going to miss on TV, lecture, business? When was the last time you gave a quality wudu and you stood up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you performed 2 rak'ah, only 2 rak'ah, sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgetting about this dunya? When was the last time you did that? You know the reward for the one who does that? All his past sins, all of them, are forgiven. They are forgiven. Only because of this deed? Yes. Because that deed matters. Compare that to the many prayers that we do, like just movements. We are not conscious of what we are doing. Things that sometimes we are embarrassed to do in front of our employers, our bosses. We have to stand up respectfully. We cannot talk on the phone or think of something else. Talking to the boss, to the employer. But we do that in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we come and complain what is wrong with our life, why we are not feeling this beauty of iman, this delicious and sweet taste of iman. And believe me, there is sweetness for iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that if you are pleased with Allah as your Lord and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as your messenger and Islam as your deen, and you don't want to go back to the days of ignorance, you don't want to go back to disbelief, then you will taste this sweetness. Once you have this certainty, then it doesn't matter whatever job that you are doing. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to have very high position to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have to make a lot of money to be a good Muslim. Even if you are cleaning the masjid, as long as you are doing this with quality, with sincerity, you are doing your job. And you are significant, at least in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missed the lady who used to clean the masjid. People would not care. She is not one of the prominent companions like Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum. But he missed her. And he asked, where is she? And they told him, she passed away. We buried her. We did not want to wake you up. He told them, show me her grave. He went there and performed the prayer for her. Who can say that the Prophet ﷺ would pray for me? We say we love the Prophet ﷺ, but would the Prophet ﷺ confirm that? He confirmed that to this woman who used to clean the masjid. So it doesn't matter what position you hold. As long as you have the sincerity, the break will come. The breakthrough will come. Don't worry about it. As long as you have this sincerity. Ali radiallahu anhu, when he migrated to Medina, he came with nothing. He didn't say, I am the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give me money. No. He used to work hard. You know how much he used to, how much money he made when he came to Medina? He used to go to the well of a Jewish man, fill the bucket with water, and come out 14 times, 15 times a day. Again, how many times could you go down the well, fill empty bucket with water, and come up? How many times? 10 times? 15 times? That's what he could do in one day. What was his wage? What was his payment? For every full bucket of water, he gets one date. One date, only one date. So the wage of the entire day is 15 dates. That's not even half pound. 250 grams maybe of dates. Did he complain? Did he say, what's wrong with people? I am the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ. What happened later? He became the Khalifa of the entire Ummah. Again, it doesn't matter what position you hold. You have the sincerity, you have the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get the reward. You will get the reward. Never ever doubt or question the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deeds, all of them. And I ask Allah azza wa jal to perfect our iman and to make us better Muslims. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا وسائر بلاد المسلمين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين